Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, April 27th, I'll talk about the changes of our times. This is a year with many major changes. Find out what to expect for the rest of this year and how you can best prepare for our times ahead. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that we're at the tail end of the pre-order season for the 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters. There's just 1 week left. Now through April 27th, next Friday, you can save on next year's guides and newsletters by ordering them early. This is the only sale we have each year for new Good Timing Guides, and we do this so we'll have enough money to print them. Now, we really need your help this year, so if you intend to purchase a printed guide, please help us to help you. Order early so you can be assured that we will print them. If we don't get enough pre-orders, we won't be able to print. So order early now through next Friday, April 27th, and save. Do it now while you remember. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our 8-week Eight Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business Program begins next Monday, April 23rd. So if you want to be more prosperous in your business or work, learn about the real bottom line for any business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. You can take this class from any location via phone or computer link. And each week, we offer study guides and class replays. Plus, it's risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, we'll refund your money. There's also a 3-payment option to make it easy to take the class. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for 8 Keys under upcoming classes. Or call us toll-free today at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, the first set of cycles I want to mention is one we've seen before. This is Mercury conjunct Uranus and square Pluto. Now, the good news with these cycles is that you might have some very unusual or intuitive ideas that solve some big challenges, and then it could just pop up out of the blue. However, these cycles can also be very rough on our computers, cars, cell phones, emails, printers, iPads, iPods, etc. So keep your computers backed up. If you need to get your car repaired or maintained, get it done immediately before it has a chance to break down unexpectedly. This set of cycles can also be associated with shocking and unexpected announcements, traumas, or accidents. So this is a time to be careful out there, especially when you're driving. Mercury conjunct Uranus will peak this Sunday, April 22nd, and this cycle stays in range through April 27th. Now, Mercury square Pluto can have some penetrating insights into the motivations of others and their agendas. However, this cycle can also be associated with destructive gossip, which combined with other cycles is likely to be associated with deceptive actions. So be careful what you believe in the coming week, especially in the media and from politicians. Mercury square Pluto peaks April 25th through April 29th. Now, next, Mars is still opposite Neptune now until mid-May. So listen up. This is important because when we have a much longer cycle than normal, that means it's much more important than normal. Now, the most ideal expression of this cycle is actually motivated or inspired actions, and this can include, but it's not limited to, spending time in meditation, doing moving meditation such as yoga, tai chi, or taking walks or bike rides by yourself with your cell phone off. And it can also include doing inner work. You might journal, for example, or do exercises related to your dreams or visions for your life and goals. You could make a vision board. You might choose to take some personal time for yourself so you can decompress. Or you might choose to watch movies or read books related to a challenge you have. You could also get a massage or do some release work in other ways. You might choose to be of service to others, too. There are lots of ways to do this. However, what's our general tendency? To keep going at about 90 miles an hour down the highway of life. This is the hard part. This is not meant to do that. If you keep going at a frantic pace instead of taking spiritually motivated actions, then you're likely to run out of energy or get sick. And once that happens, then what? Then you'll finally have time to meditate or take other spiritually motivated actions. Get the picture? If you don't slow down and use this period appropriately, then the universe will help you slow down so you can take those inspired actions. It's always your choice which way you want to do this. I encourage you to make it easy on yourself. Be sure you get enough rest, take immune system boosters, and be sure you have some time for those inspired or spiritually motivated actions. Now, the good news about this is that by the end of April, you'll probably have a lot more clarity about what you want to do, where you want to head, or how you want to proceed. At the moment, while Mars is opposite Neptune, we may still be experiencing confusion about what to do next. We may even be deceiving ourselves about something very important, or someone else may be deceiving us. Mars opposite Neptune is also associated with taking deceptive actions, so beware. And more good news, tomorrow's new moon on April 21st is signaling that it's finally time to go. We have a very short time to get new starts going. However, it's usually best to wait a day or two after the new moon before starting new projects. That's because the moon actually starts to grow in light, meaning it's easier to move forward. In general, though, the short window we have for new starts is between April 21st and May 1st. You could also use May 3rd, 4th, or 8th to start new projects, but certainly not later. Now, what's getting started at the new moon on April 21st are some powerful and energizing relationships. This is shown by the cycles of the sun and moon, both trine Mars and all three trine Pluto. This could include influential foreign alliances with congressional members or their associates. The public and leaders both seem to have a clear vision of what they want, which is shown by the cycles of the sun and moon sextile Neptune. It looks like there could be big money to be made from these relationships. You may be using these cycles to start important new projects with other influential groups or powerful people. Or you may be reaching out to the masses at this time. Either way, you have the opportunity to make significant money with these cycles. At the same time, we seem to be skipping a step. This is shown by the cycles of Mars square the north and south nodes. This cycle may find us trying to move forward into the future without completing something from the past. This would be like moving from grade 2 to grade 4 and skipping grade 3. For best results, be sure to finish up your existing projects before you start the next one. The stock markets look unstable or erratic, and they appear to be responding to shocking or surprising news. Those announcements could be related to Spain's financial situation and other Wall Street revelations. We could see surprising news through April 27th. This is related to the cycles of Mercury conjunct Uranus and square Pluto. Some of these announcements could reveal more secrets related to corruption, and those energies continue through April 29th. Remember that deceptive actions are still in place, so be careful what you believe. Be sure your body resonates with the information before you accept it as truth. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Starting tomorrow on April 21st, we have a string of good days. Every day has a good final result tomorrow through May 1st, with the following exceptions. We have a long timeout on Sunday, April 22nd at 3:40 p.m. Pacific Time, or 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time. And that lasts until Monday morning, April 23rd at 10:06 Pacific Time, or Monday afternoon, 1:06 p.m. Eastern Time. There's also a long timeout on Wednesday, April 25th, that begins at 1:32 p.m. Pacific Time, or 4:32 p.m. Eastern Time, and it ends very late that night. There are also timeouts on Saturday, April 28th, and Monday, April 30th. See your good timing guide for details. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net, or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we have room for one more caller. Is that right, Benny?
We certainly do. So 800-930-2819 is the number.
Okay, perfect. And just remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth, and that number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Before I take calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, who do we have calling in today?
Yeah, we'll start things off with John. He's calling in from Tukwila, Washington, and he had a health question, and his birth information is December 8th of 1944, 4:31 p.m., and he was born locally. He's a Seattle boy, so that's a good thing. So, John, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. What's up?
Hello.
Hi, John. I'm glad you called in. What is your health question?
I have cataracts, and I want to know when is a good time for me to have an operation.
Oh, wow, to have an operation. Well, that is a really important question. All right, so the first thing is, typically, I would do this type of a service. It usually takes me about an hour to do, and how I typically do it is I'm looking for dates that the surgeon can operate and the dates and times that he can operate. So we usually start with dates that are possible for you or for the surgeon. And then I look at those dates and tell you what dates and times, you know, look the best. Sometimes there's a top one that's absolutely the best, and sometimes there's a first and a possible second choice. And it depends a lot on your chart, okay? So a good date is important. If you have a good timing guide, you certainly would never want to do a surgery that wasn't done on a day with a good final result. So you'd be looking for a green final result on that top line.
I don't have a good timing guide.
You don't have a good timing guide.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Now, that's the cheapest way you could get a timing. it's not the ideal way, like I was saying, because it's better if you're looking at it with your own chart. But when you're going to have eye surgery done, there's a couple of things to remember in choosing a date. You never want to do a surgery when the moon is in the sign that rules that particular body part. So eyes are typically ruled by Aries, so you would not want to have the moon in Aries, for example. And you also would not want to have surgery near a full moon, because a full moon typically has, and this has been proven over and over again, there's a lot more bleeding at the time, you know, within a couple of days of a full moon, two days before or after a full moon. So it's worth avoiding those times. But in the time that we have here, do you know when you would be looking to have the surgery?
No, I've been delaying for a long time.
Oh, you've been delaying for a long time. I see. Well, we don't have very many good days. Your choices would be something like next week, which probably is not available. early the week after that, on the 30th or the 1st. The 1st is our best day. And on that day, the moon is in Virgo, which is a good moon. That'd probably be my top choice for any day lately. Second day might be May 8th, you know, if you had an opportunity to do that. But other than that, you know, I'd probably, if you're delaying it, I'd probably wait until after June. Because we're going to have Venus retrograde.
I had a dream where everything that's coming at me is like beetles. And second thought, I found they were June bugs, so June would fit.
Oh, I see. Well, June has got a lot of intense energies, extremely intense energies. We've got lunar eclipse, transit of Venus, a summer solstice where the Uranus square Pluto revolutionary energies are within, you know, minutes of each other, and then that actually peaks on June 24th. June is an extremely tough month. I probably would not do it then. You know, I might do it July 5th. There's another date. That's a possibility. Then we go into Mercury retrograde shortly after that, and I probably would not do it during Mercury retrograde because there'd be too many mistakes, possibility of mistakes anyways.
Right.
So then you're looking at August, and that might be something like, I don't know, August 17th, 20th, 21st, right in there. You might look at those dates.
Okay.
But, we're sparse on good dates.
No, that's why I'm going.
Yeah, we're sparse on good dates this year for something serious like that. So I would consider going to the doctor and getting a list of dates that he could do it within those time frames. And then I would call me up and see which day and time would work the best.
Okay.
And if you have a chance to do it the first, that might be your very best shot, the first or the eighth of May.
Yeah, it's kind of short.
It's short, yeah, I know. But things could change in your favor if those are good dates for you, and I don't know that they are without looking specifically at those dates. But, you know, you have, you're going to get Jupiter into your first house, which looks like a healing situation, in late June. So, or early July. So that part could be useful for you for healing. So July might work for you, or August. That would actually be a helpful time for you.
Okay.
For healing it. Does that make sense?
We're looking at July 5th as the best day.
July 5th or August. You know, August, what was I saying? August, like, 17th or 20th, 21st, right in there.
Okay.
I wish you good luck with that.
Thank you.
And call me for a timing if you want to get something more specific.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, John, for calling in, and good luck to you. Hopefully you can get that taken care of. Madeline, a couple of minutes left in the show. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you, Benny. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Trust is one of the big keys to prosperity, and whatever we trust, we easily create, and whatever we don't trust, we resist. And whatever we resist, we cannot create. If we trust that money easily comes to us, and that we'll always have more than enough, then we will. If instead we worry that we won't have enough, we won't. Choose an affirmation that focuses you on trust. It might be more than enough money flows to me easily, effortlessly, and steadily. Or perhaps I am grateful for all things and the universe fully supports my prosperity. Choose an affirmation which keeps you in trust, and you'll be more than prosperous. Now, join me again next Friday, April 27th, when I'll talk about the changes of our times. And that will be a discussion about the changes ahead for the rest of the year and how you can be better prepared for them. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And remember, we really, really, really appreciate it if you pre-order your 2013 printed guides now if you want one, so we can be sure we have enough money to print them. And also, while you're there, remember to register for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, which starts next Monday, April 23rd. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And remember, if you want to take 8 Keys on an easy plan, we have a 3-payment option. So next, I want you to stay tuned for Dr. Pat and all her incredible guests. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.